listener production.
Okay, are you recording?
Welcome to the Howie Games Player Profile. A star of Australian sport, cricket and life. Her name is Meg Lanning. Meg, you have faced the best bowlers in the world. You have made centuries all around the world. Are you ready for the Howie Games Player Profile questions?
You're making me nervous now.
Okay. So. Nicknames?
Oh, I hate it, but it's mega star.
So do you hate it as much as Maxie hates The Big Show?
Yeah, I hate it. In fact, it's the first time I think I've referred to myself as megastar. I try to avoid it. I don't know where it came from, but it's stuck, unfortunately.
Well, I'm not going to go with megastar. I'll just go with Meg. Meg, can you cook?
I reckon I can handle myself in the kitchen.
Okay,
yes.
What's your number one dish?
Oh, it's using the Weber Q.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Have you got a sponsorship with Weber Q?
No, I don't.
Well, you will
sadly.
Now. Meg Lanning only cooks on Weber Q.
Yeah, it's been one of the best investments I've ever made. Nice eye fillet steak, some homemade chippies and a couple of veggies here and there.
Three people are coming around for this Weber Q steak now. Alive, dead, the history you've met, you haven't. Who are the three that are coming?
Oh,
tough one.
Yeah. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan would be the most answered to this question. So he's got to go to a lot of dinner parties,
yeah,
your man, Michael Jordan.
Busy. He's gonna be busy. Kathy Freeman.
Oh yes.
I don't know anyone.
I don't know if you've listened to Kathy Freeman's episode on this show. It was quite a while ago now. Mm. But anyone out there that hasn't listened to that is dealing with a pressure situation at all, listen to Kathy, because the way she described the pressure she was under and the way she dealt with it in Sydney blew my mind. All right. First car.
That I bought?
More that you drove.
I drove. One of those Nissan Micras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a black one.
Did you buy it or was it a sponsorship?
No, it was mum and dad's.
Okay, mum and dad. Perfect. first job, first thing you ever did where you earned money?
Worked at Baker's Delight.
Baker's Delight.
Yeah, I actually missed my first selection phone call because I was working a shift at Baker's Delight.
Really?
Yeah, and then they started putting me on at 6 a.m. to open the store, and that was enough for me because it was too early.
So tell me, because in my uni days, I can't remember if it was Brumbies or Baker's Delight, but the cheese and bacon pull apart, possibly the best food I've ever eaten.
Oh,
I haven't had one for 15 years because now I know that they're not good for me.
No.
Was it a Baker's Delight that did the cheese and bacon pull apart?
Yeah, they did the cheese and bacon pull apart. And when I was working there, they just started with the scones, the blueberry white choc. Because if I was working early, they're just fresh out of the
ready
oven.
Ready to go. They're wafting through as you walk in there.
Yeah, so I had to quit.
Best piece of advice you've received on your journey?
Ask questions.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah. Don't be shy and sit there and then wish you shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Best sporting event you've been to that hasn't been a game of cricket?
AFL Grand Final.
AFL Grand Final.
Yeah.
For your losing Swans
three times.
We'll hear about that in the main episode, which comes out next week. What are you currently watching?
I just watched a Netflix series called One Day.
One Day? I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
What's it about briefly?
It's these two people who meet and then different things happen, but essentially they meet up on the same day each year for a day, and it sort of goes through there.
Were you recommending it?
Oh, I quite enjoyed it, yeah.
Yep. I'll give you one, Boy Swallowed Universe. Have you seen that?
No, but I've heard of it.
Very good.
Okay.
And a freaky one that I was talking to someone about the other day. I'm not into horror, but it's called Yellow Jackets.
I've also heard someone else talking about
this. It's worth a look.
Okay.
It's captivating, but you have moments where you have to look away or put your hand over your ear so you can't actually hear as they're chopping into bodies.
Oh,
but anyway, where favorite movie of all time?
The Holiday.
The Holiday.
Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah.
Good film. When you were going home from school in Sydney or here in Melbourne, what would Meg Lanning be watching on TV after school?
Actually, I like watching some cooking shows.
Cooking?
Even from younger, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready, Steady Cook?
Good Chef, Bad Chef.
Good Chef, Bad Chef. Okay.
Yeah, even what about Huey's Cooking Adventures? I remember I watched him a couple of times.
Okay. Big Huey.
For this dish, you need the freshest herbs possible. I've just got some basil, mint.
Music, what are you listening to?
Just whatever's on the radio.
Okay.
I'm not really that good with music.
Podcast, do you listen to them?
Yes.
Give me a recommendation. What's a podcast you listen to that you like?
The Imperfects.
The Imperfects, Hugh Van Culenberg.
Yeah,
good
Kerry
show.
Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a Kerry boy, is he? Have you been on that show?
No.
Right.
No, okay. I haven't, but I listen to
Okay.
And Howie Games, of course.
Good. Yes, yes, that was kind of you in the main episode to say that. Books do you read?
Mainly autobiographies.
Okay. One I could look at?
I haven't read one for a while. The last one I read was Owen Wright's.
Owen Wright.
I really enjoyed that.
Okay. Did you listen to his podcast on here? Wow.
Yeah, incredible. I had no idea.
Can you tell me that you listened to it and then went and bought the book? Because that would help. Good. So for all the publishers out there, when we ask you for guests, it does sell books. I'm reading a book at the moment. It's a fiction book called Locust. Very, very good. Very, very good. Favourite holiday destination?
New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You and Steve Smith, he likes New York, doesn't he?
I can see why.
Yeah. Bucket list destination that you haven't been that you like to go?
Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
To like snowboard or just go and check it out?
No, just check it out. Like just see the culture, the food.
Okay.
Just see how they operate over there.
The podcast I enjoy is by a mate of mine called Tom Clarkson. It's called Beyond the Grid. Now, Tom occasionally listens to this show. So Tom, he started doing at the end of his interviews quick five questions, which I think he's got from the player profile. But now I'm ripping off one of his questions that he used. So thank you, Tommy. Meg Lanning, another skill that you are good at that we wouldn't know of, apart from cricket. What else is Meg Lanning good at? Thanks for the question, Tom. It's a good one.
What else am I good at?
You don't have to be like world class, like you're batting. It's just something you're good at. Come on, you're the first one I've dropped this question on. I thought it was a good one.
No,
now I need a decent answer.
It's too hard. I can kick a really good reverse torp with a footy.
A reverse torp off the instep.
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing a couple of those yesterday with a young bloke.
Yeah.
Underutilized kick.
Can't kick a normal torp, but
right,
reverse
an
torp.
Inverse torp.
Yeah.
Tommy, that is a good answer to a good question. Yes, Tommy's enjoying that. Couple more for you. What, if anything, scares you?
Spiders.
Spiders.
Huntsmen. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
If I see one in the house, someone has to get it. I'm not going to sleep till it's gone.
Yeah, no, I'm not big on
it. The only thing worse than a huntsman is a lost huntsman. You know how when you try and find them and then
they drop in your room.
Yeah, that's not good.
Who then is the most impressive person you have in your phone? This is, I got to admit, this is another one of Tommy's questions. I thought it was a pretty good one as well. The way you're looking at me, you've got no idea, or you're going to say someone that just blows my socks off. Okay. There's a good question. Well done to Tommy. His podcast is called Beyond the Grid. All right. Who you got?
The reason I'm laughing is because I get asked this question a lot and I never have anyone. And then I just decided that I was just going to say someone really amazing that's definitely not in my list. But
so you haven't got them on your phone?
No. Right. Taylor Swift is just coming to my mind. I just want to say she's – but you'll never know. Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Good. Do you speak to her much?
Yeah, okay. So you'll
just
text.
Just by text or do you ring?
No, text.
Okay, do you talk about cricket or music?
No, she's not into cricket, unfortunately.
Okay, that's a good answer. I'm going to chop the bit out where you said I'm making it up and we go. Okay, this is the final question I have for you, Meg. Your full episode is out next week. People should listen to it for all sorts of reasons. This is important, though. Meg Lanning, this defines you as the captain of Australia, as a cricketer, as a daughter, as a proud Australian, as a Sydney Swans supporter. Meg Lanning, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Definitely not.
Really? Why?
I love pineapple.
Right.
But not on pizza.
Okay. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Okay, you're okay. Meg, well done.
Thanks.
She does it! Lanning, you legend. What a century!